tuning in to the Epiphany program on Holy Family Radio with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich. I'm your program producer, Luke Zemlich. On Epiphany, our goal is to have a moment, an epiphany that will bring us all closer to God. So stick around to have an epiphany with us.
Welcome to the Epiphany radio program. With this Epiphany program, we invite everyone and anyone who might be interested in talking about things that are going on in their parish or things that are going on in their diocese, but especially in a special way, the Diocese of Kalamazoo and the churches and the parishes, things that are going on, for us to be able to talk about those in a detailed way here on the radio. This is Catholic Radio for you. And we always appreciate financial support. That's how this stuff moves forward. This is how the word gets out. Typically, it takes money to put up billboards, to advertise, and to evangelize. And so we're always open for those who are able to give. We ask you not to take away from your parish or take away from your diocese on what they ask, but we ask for you to be able to maybe do that little extra stretch, that little, maybe a little extra that you have left over that you can, as Mother Angelica always would put so well, keep us between your gas and electric bill. We probably don't need that much. Maybe your newspaper money or that you used to spend on the newspaper, which hardly anybody buys anymore. Maybe take that newspaper money and give it to Catholic Radio. We have a very special guest with us today, Steve Goffney from Newman's Bookstore, the Catholic Information Center in downtown Kalamazoo. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. We hope to accomplish in this hour all the things you've ever thought about or known about the Catholic Information Center and its history, and also the great service that it provides for our parishes, and hopefully to open up some opportunities in your parish and also for Newman's to be able to help us in the new evangelization that is so important for us to carry out our mission in this world to help others get to heaven.
I like to think of Newman's Bookshop as just one little cell in the body of Christ.
That's right, absolutely. So we start at the very beginning, and I know for me, growing up in Kalamazoo, I remember the bookstore being owned by the family that owned that before was the Caseys, correct?
Yes, Gerald and Rosalind Casey started it as a personal apostolate and just ran it for 12 years, I think.
Yeah, and God bless the Caseys.
Yes.
And if we think about that, you know, let's just spend a moment thinking about the Caseys. Here are two people who had they retired or I mean they're
well that's funny you use the word retired.
Yeah.
In one sense, yes, but they're still very, very active in the diocese, you know.
Yes, they are.
Drive by Planned Parenthood and you're probably gonna see Rosalind out there handing out literature.
Praying and yes. Hoping to God that these babies be saved. Yes, absolutely. And I know that I remember this because that used to be my old orthodontist building. That's what they moved into. And so I spent many years as a youngster going to that building, and then all of a sudden it turns into the Catholic Information Center. So it starts out as straightening out people's teeth, right? And then it ends up being straightening out people's spiritual life.
Like that analogy.
Becoming that. So it went from there, and it was there for 8 or 10 years?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on the entire history of it, but I would say yes.
And I don't have the exact dates there, but I'm sure the Caseys will let us know when they see us here in the future. They'll remind us of when the exact dates were. But God bless the Caseys. I think it's just a time that we should, and anyone who knows the Caseys, to thank God for them and to thank them personally for what they've done for the Kalamazoo area and the Kalamazoo diocese. And
I'm sure their jewels in heaven have just piled up because of the apostolate that they started.
Yeah, amazing people. And a lot of good people who work there, too, and donated their time there. Steve, can you tell us anything about the new location?
Well, when the Caseys wanted to retire, I think it was Father Sirico and the other priests at the St. Philip Neri House.
Yep.
Basically, in a nutshell, just kind of bought them out. Yep. And in that same time, then changed the name to Newman's Bookshop, the Catholic Information Center, doing business as Newman's Bookshop, 501c3 nonprofit organization. So we're more than a book and gift store now.
Right.
So we put on men's conference or women's conference. We have speakers come into the store. We go out to the different parishes and do things, book tables and whatnot.
And you do that during if someone's got confirmation going on, or if someone's got
it could event. Be the ham and yam lunch at in Bangor. You
very,
know, they invite
good.
Us out there. Yeah, so
good.
Getting the materials in the hands of the people to evangelize and catechize them. In a nutshell, I guess that's what we're all about. You know, one way, shape, or another. We want to do that.
And it supports a local ministry and a local business. And sometimes we think it's easier just to go on Amazon or something like that, but you have shipping charges. You're not supporting necessarily a Catholic-friendly company.
I'm glad you said that, and I don't know how far we want to go with that.
Well, we can go as far as we want, but
okay,
because
so,
you know, it's the truth is very important. So it's
the truth of the matter. You can Google it in. It's out there for the public to see. I mean, the Chick-fil-A. You know, remember the Chick-fil-A deal where everybody was supporting Chick-fil-A?
Absolutely.
Shortly after that, the founder and president and CEO of Amazon. His response to that was to give $2.5 million to pro-abortion groups. So, and that's public knowledge. So in some way, shape, or form, I guess when we deal with Amazon, you know, we may be contributing to that.
Right. So the culture and we can go into great depths, and we want to do that here too, because this is a Catholic radio station, and we talk about these topics, and we don't usually look at sometimes the other connected businesses or attitudes that a business has. So it's important for, you know, wherever we're spending our money, wherever we're going, whatever cars we're driving, maybe even that too.
Yes.
To really examine. Should I be giving my money to this organization?
You know, and I get it. In the world today, it's really hard to eat, to breathe and sleep and eat without some way being connected to something. So I understand that it's really hard to stay away from 100%. But you know, as people in Michigan, we understand the local economy is so important. So, you know, people listening out there, if you have a choice to deal with an Amazon or Newman's Bookshop, give us a call.
Right.
Give us a chance. We don't charge a handling fee.
Right.
We, you know, if it costs us $2.50 to mail you a book, that's basically what we charge you.
And so you'll do special orders.
Yes.
That
yes.
type of thing. And quantities, do you ever get anything where quantity discounts?
We do, yes. The local churches, any organizations that do, you know, that want to order in quantities, 10%, sometimes 15% discount, free shipping to the store.
Okay.
If I can get it drop shipped to you, we'll do that as well.
You bet.
So we are customer friendly. We're a service oriented store. We want your business.
You bet.
We want to do business so that we can keep the doors open, the lights on, and then we're more than the bookstore.
Yeah.
We are helping people on their journey to heaven. I'm sure we'll get into that here shortly.
Absolutely. So I think, I think just as the next time when we're making up that list of, the 20 rosaries we want to buy, the five Bibles, the our favorite saint, a couple of St. Teresa of Avila books or something like that.
Keeping Christ in Christmas.
Keeping Christ in Christmas, yeah. And the being able to get that from a local supplier rather than through mail order or through maybe even a company you don't even know online, you have to be careful of that too. So I think it's important that, you know, even if we pay, you know, a dollar or two more, and also to call you. You know, I'm sure that you guys will match prices if you can.
Yeah, I have done that many times. Yeah, okay. And I want to get the word out on that too. Yeah, so absolutely. You've checked somewhere else. Give me a call.
You bet.
See if I can match it.
Yeah. And I think that's important because that starts to build that relationship between you and the customer, and also for the customers in southwestern Michigan, all over southwestern Michigan, to know that there's a Catholic bookstore alternative at Newman's, and you've got Steve down there almost every day, and local people who work there. And, of course, you're always – now, the people who work there, I should talk about that for maybe a minute or two. Do you have volunteers, or is everybody?
We basically have myself and two part-time people that equal one full-time person.
Very nice.
And then beyond that, I have another person that is like a backup.
Okay.
So you know, like 4 hours a week,
nice,
just to keep her sharp and knowing how to run things in case I'm out doing a book table and. Karen or Joyce has a funeral to go to,
you
or something,
bet.
A fill-in type person. But we're really a skeleton crew for the amount of business that we do. We try to keep our overhead down so that we're not wasting money.
Right.
So.
And so you're a small business per se. And,
yes.
And of course with small businesses, and as they grow, they need help. Do you ever have anybody, do you ever have people volunteer or people who want to volunteer?
Every now and then we do. I'm open to anybody that knows the faith.
Right.
And can, you know, especially like we do book tables on weekends. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So I'm already maxed out a lot at the store, and then I go do a book table, and, you know, it can burn me out. So we're looking for people to help. Possibly do book tables, you know.
What's a book table entail then? What would that be?
Well, I could load. We have a book van. It's got Newman's Bookshop on the side there.
I've
it's got
that.
All
very
the racks.
Nice. Very
it's,
nice. Yeah.
It's loaded with the stuff you need. And, you know, for example, we go out to St. Joe, in over by the lake. Quarterly, we go out there. They
okay.
don't have a Catholic bookstore out there.
Very good.
So we set up at the Rose Center from 8 to 12. And we do an amazing amount of business out there. They're very
wow.
supportive because they don't have the resources near them.
So you're like the bookmobile.
The bookmobile.
Yeah.
Yep. And so we do that. I did at least 20 book tables last year going out to various churches, and they are calling me.
Wow.
They want us to come out there. So I really think that is a compliment to Newman's Bookshop that when they have their event, they want us there.
So possible to have somebody come in and help you.
It would
with that.
Be a relief for me.
Somebody
yes.
who's a maybe you know they're a good driver. They're not gonna crash your van or anything.
And have a strong back. The books are heavy.
Okay,
you know when you pile them in boxes.
Yeah, and hopefully you know as time goes on, maybe have two or three of those trucks. You know
that would be amazing too.
You
yeah.
bet.
Yeah.
So, but with all these ministries, it takes money, and I'm sure that. You know, in the new evangelization to get the word out there for you to go to other parishes or maybe someday even open in other cities would be an awesome thing, too.
We've had a number of cities ask us, can you open up a store here?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe someday, you know, God has a plan. We'll see where it goes right now.
Right.
It's not in the works just because we're, you know, at the stretch to the limit already.
Absolutely.
But, you know. God bless our benefactors. I just want to talk about them for a minute.
Let's
because
do that. Yeah.
If it were not for our benefactors, we would have had to close our doors 2-3 years ago.
And tell us what a benefactor is.
So, well, you know, it can be the person whose business has been blessed and they're able to donate a rather large amount of money.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have one of those right now that is going to help us keep the doors open for the next couple of years.
Awesome.
However, other than that, we have some mid-range benefactors who also donate on a yearly basis.
Nice.
And then after that, we put out a letter just like, you know, your mailbox might fill up with those letters at the end of the year for those donations that are tax deductible. And it can be anywhere from $10 to $100. Those all add up.
Big time.
And they're very, very helpful. We pray for our benefactors every day. I want people to know that.
Yeah.
So right now we're right about a break-even point with our business. We've grown it drastically in the last 4 years. I'm proud to say that it's going good. All arrows are thumbs up at Newman's Bookshop. However, it would be nice to have just a little bit of cushion in the bank, just being honest. Right. That's all.
Well, and being able to think about expanding. Or maybe,
exactly,
or
get maybe an online store.
You bet. And yes. I know that that's something that you guys have got on the horizon that you want to do, but there again, these things take money. So I think if there's somebody out there who knows how to build a quality website or could be able to say, hey, maybe even be a benefactor of the website.
Yes.
Of that portion.
We all have our skills, and the computer stuff is not one of mine. So.
Right. And it's very important in this day and age to have it built right and have the right security in there so that things go smoothly. So,
you know, at the same time, we have a beautiful store in downtown Kalamazoo next to Bimbo's Pizza, Kitty Corner from the Food Dance Restaurant. And you can, by the way, you can park in the Food Dance Restaurant. Their manager told her it was okay for our customers to do that.
Awesome. Free
parking either side of the street. But the store itself is a beautiful store. And I always get a kick out of when a mom will bring her children in the front door, and then she goes, shh, shh, like they're in a church, sacred place. And I'm like, it's okay. Let them be children, you know.
Right.
It is a place of joy that we want to project out there too, you know, not just a conservative type Catholic bookstore where we're, you know, we're on our knees praying rosaries. You know, it's a joyful place.
Absolutely.
But the store itself, gorgeous. We like walk-in traffic.
Yeah, wonderful. We're in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and we're talking with Steve Gaffney from Newman's Bookstore in downtown Kalamazoo, and about the history of the bookstore and the new evangelization and how important it is to have this this place that's open, of course, all year round, and is kind of almost and it is a beautiful place, as you were talking about. And let's talk about that for a minute. I know that Father Chirico had was very instrumental in, as you had mentioned earlier, in helping to design this, and also some benefactors who probably want to stay anonymous.
Yes, they do.
And if not, we would love to mention their names, but mm-hmm. they won't let us because of their own humility,
yes.
Which is a beautiful thing too. But I think they know who they are, and we appreciate them. And there's people who know who they are and their generosity. And believe me, there's lots of other things to do with your money than give it to a Catholic bookstore or to your church or to a radio station. There's plenty of car lots. There's plenty of places to buy boats and things like that. But these are the things that really last.
Well, you know, and just like the church's mission basically is to get people to heaven, we just think we're along the same lines there. Our mission is to evangelize and to catechize and help people on their journey so they can get to heaven.
Absolutely.
So that's, you know, in a nutshell there. When we first opened the store, a lot of Protestants coming in next door from Bimbo's Pizza, curious about what's going on next door here, the Catholic faith, and a lot of question and answer time.
Yeah.
As time's gone on, that's dwindled down a little bit. We still get some of that. Just yesterday we had a Lutheran pastor in the store, a couple weeks ago, a Presbyterian minister in.
Very nice.
And enjoy those conversations and those ecumenical outreaches.
Yeah. And the Baptists are welcome, and Bible church people
they're
are welcome.
They're all welcome.
Everyone
yes.
is welcome to come down to Newman's. Yeah.
Ask the questions. Come on. That's part of our mission there, too.
Absolutely.
Here lately, we've just had tons of fallen away Catholics that want to come back to the faith and don't know where to start, where to look. And so we're a great resource for that. And they're so thankful that we exist and that we have the resources available for them to get them back on the track.
Now, how does that? Can you give a example, or you know, of course, being confidential and all of that, but the example of some people who come in. Can you,
sure,
without mentioning names,
yeah,
just to tell some stories? Because I think if the average person knew, it's almost like being an. And I talk to my church, our church secretary, quite often, and she does such a beautiful job at ministering to people. And I've mentioned this many times before, that the church secretary or the person who is at the door at each church, it's so important for them to be in love with the Lord,
yes,
to be a very prayerful person, because these people, wounded people, these are wounded people, people who need help, people who have been through abortion, post-abortion, people who have been through divorce, people who have been through, had trouble with addiction or other things that have happened in their life. So it's so important. So if you could,
gosh,
if you could talk about that a little bit, on how you know, you guys are an outpost.
Yes,
you're not a Catholic church, but you are an outpost strategically in downtown Kalamazoo. Right across from the YWCA.
We're very symbolically located. As the church wants to be in the world, we're downtown Kalamazoo, and we're in the world with the YWCA across the street, the Arcus Foundation around the corner, and the local bars up and down the strip there. But to your point about the brokenness that the world can hand out sometimes, many, many tears have been shed at the counter there at Newman's Bookshop.
Wow.
And myself and the other employees, always there for that shoulder to cry on,
yeah,
and to help just give a little support there and just get them back on the path, you know.
Can you share maybe one or two stories that...
Yeah, you know, well, the first story, maybe not... Just a mom that came in and her daughter has married the wrong guy, and it didn't last very long, and he was abusive.
There's
or whatever.
Lots of those that happen.
You know, and we have a little grieving book section,
sure,
there that can help. But I think what helps as much as anything is someone to talk to.
Yeah.
And along those lines, we've had a few months ago, back-to-back days, we had 15-year-old boys coming in the store who they're called to be priests.
Wow.
And so on back-to-back days, I thought it was really cool, you know. They want a resource, a book to read or something.
Really?
That can help them on their journey. Yeah.
Wow. Do you know what high school they were going to? Or
One's down in, he's a young man at Holy Angels in Sturgis.
Okay.
The other one is from your area out in Mattawan.
Wonderful. Okay.
And the funny thing about him is,
praise God,
not even Catholic.
Amen.
So first of all,
Converts are the best. Converts are some of the most wonderful.
He's awesome. He's awesome. He has a great story to tell. I know after he becomes a priest, he's going to have a great story to tell. I won't reveal it here.
Yeah, that's all right. We don't want to do that.
You know, another time, probably one of the most dramatic ones, was when a Protestant lady came through the front door, and she came to the front counter and she screamed at me, "You Catholics have Jesus on the cross. He's not on the cross anymore."
Yeah.
And it took me back for a second.
Until you look in the newspaper and then
Until I thought to myself, I didn't drag you in off the street. You came in on your own free will. So
right.
I kind of like it when people are more blunt and frank like that,
sure,
so that I can be the same way back.
Sure.
You know. But I handled her with love. You know I was going to say that.
Amen.
With love. You know, so I just gave her the quote. I think it's 1 Corinthians 1:23. We preach Christ crucified, which is a stumbling block to many. Then it went on to, "You Catholics hold to tradition," and I quoted the scriptures that say we should hold on to the traditions.
And it's important.
All the way through, I'll make a long story short, we got down to the Eucharist. "Can you give me one scripture that points to the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist?" And that was like me pitching batting practice to my little T-ball kids back in the day.
Sure.
It was a softball for me. John 6:55, probably one of my favorite verses. "For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink." At that, she stomped her foot on the ground and screamed at me, "I don't want to be Catholic."
Right.
Well, I'm just answering the questions.
Sounds like she was talking to God more than she was to you.
And she called me the next day and apologized, and I've seen her out and about since then.
God bless her.
Yes, and I just think the Holy Spirit's working on her. And so we keep her in our prayers.
I think she's probably a great witness, and probably there's 1,000 or 10,000 or 1,000,000 like her in the world.
Mm-hmm.
People who are who need help, who are broken, who are searching.
Mm-hmm. I had a, and I've got to tell you, I have probably forgotten more stories than I remember.
Sure.
You know, some people are always telling me you should write them down, put them in a book or whatever, but yeah. I'm too busy.
Yeah.
I'm too busy just out there doing my thing.
You
but
bet.
It's not about me. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's about God and
right.
the truth.
Witnessing those.
Witnessing, yeah.
You bet.
So a woman, one day she came in with her brother. She's probably been in the store 2-3 times a year, so I knew her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
She introduced me to her brother. He's looking for a Bible, but it had to be the perfect Bible.
Sure.
And I thought, I'll spend some time with this guy. And I showed him the Bibles, and sure enough, he found the perfect one. He just, in his mind, he knew what the perfect Bible was going to be. And this one spoke to him. So they bought it, and they left. About 6 weeks later, his sister came back and told me, I want to thank you guys for existing, for being here for us, because
wow.
that Bible meant the world to him.
Wow.
Because, you see, he was fighting alcoholism.
Wow.
And he wanted to get back and right with God. And so that Bible just meant the world to him. They cried out on the sidewalk. They got in their car and cried some more. It was
wow.
just an emotional time for them. So she was thanking me for the time I spent with them, for Newman's Bookshop, for being in existence.
Yeah.
6 weeks later, she came back, and she told me that one morning he was on Facebook, and he put his favorite Bible verse on Facebook and went out for a jog. And at the time, she doesn't know what happened. But a heart attack, a stroke, or something.
Mm.
And he died while he was out there jogging.
Wow.
And she came back to tell me again, thank you, because I know he's in heaven.
Amen.
Yes. And so not every story is that emotional or dramatic.
Right.
Okay. But we're there for people, just the average lady. We had a lady come in. She's in her neighborhood Bible study. She's the only Catholic.
Right.
She didn't even have a Catholic Bible, but she knew she had to get one.
That's good.
You know, so she came in and was thankful that we were there and had what she needed.
Yeah.
So tons of stories like that. I probably have forgotten more than I can remember.
Yeah.
It's an awesome place to work and just be an instrument in God's hand.
And so it's a very beautiful place physically, too. The artwork that's in there. And of course, we mentioned Father Sirico earlier, and his tastefulness for the artwork, the beauty, which is also something that's very Catholic. We love beautiful artwork. We love beautiful statues. We don't worship these things. We just as a family member in a photograph or a picture represents these people who have lived great saintly lives, and we recognize them. But there's some beautiful artwork
too. As human beings, we're made of a body and a soul. And so as Catholics, we understand that we need to see things, we need to hear things, we need to smell things, we need to touch things to and taste, you know, the Eucharist. And so our whole body gets involved in our worship.
Right.
You know, I know sometimes it's referred to as the Catholic calisthenics. When we go to Mass, we stand, we sit, we sing, we pray, we're silent. It's awesome.
We kneel.
Yes.
We stand back up again.
Yeah.
We kneel again.
And we're in communion with each other, and it's awesome. And Newman's Bookshop reflects that in the look. We have 5 pictures on the wall. They're all conversion stories.
Yes.
And so that's part of the beauty of the store. Usually we have some music in the background, Gregorian chant or something like that. So
I think about St. Paul, you know, and they show in that picture. I think if you feel like you've gotten knocked off your high horse, you know, even though it doesn't say in Scripture that he was on a horse,
mm-hmm.
There is that and and I forgot who. Do you remember who that painting is by? Who the artist is who painted that?
I can't remember.
I can't recall.
I want to say Caravaggio, but I'm not sure.
I can't recall either. But it's beautiful. But I think if you're at that point in your life where you feel like you've gotten knocked off your horse, go down to the Newman's bookstore in downtown Kalamazoo and stand in front of that mm-hmm. for a few minutes.
There's another story there. A girl from Western Michigan, not a Catholic, came in the store. She's studying art
right.
in the Middle Ages and whatnot.
Very nice.
And she told me she's just drawn to the Catholic faith through the art
yeah.
that's been passed down through the generations.
Yeah. It's powerful. It's mm-hmm. And not only is it powerful, but it's real. And once again, we don't worship these things. We don't worship these objects. We worship God alone, Jesus Christ alone. And it's very important that, you know, people recognize that and realize that, you know, the best way to get information about the Catholic Church is from a Catholic.
Yeah, I like the way Stephen Ray, the apologist Stephen Ray, yeah. says if he got on an airplane and flew to Israel and wanted to find out why the Jews have all those knots in that that rope that they wear around their waist,
uh-huh.
would he go over to a Muslim and say, why does that guy have that on?
Yeah.
No, he would go right to the guy and ask him.
Right, absolutely.
And so that's, you know, as Catholics, we understand that we have the fullness of the faith. It's not trying to knock any other denomination
Amen.
Down.
Absolutely.
But we have the fullness of the faith. And so to that point, we have nothing to fear when yeah. it comes to people asking us questions.
Yeah.
And if you're out there listening and if you want to know more, we have a very large selection, a really good selection of books that can help you learn the answers
yep.
to the questions that you're being asked. And I like to answer them myself face-to-face as well.
You bet. And a lot of the people that you have working there, before I go on to mm-hmm. the people who got you working there, these pictures that are in there, as I was saying, you know, if you're at that point in your life where you feel like you've gotten knocked off your horse, and it's hard to say exactly, you know, this point of conversion for St. Paul, who was not a Christian at the time and you know, hated the church, as a matter of fact, and was on his way to dispense with a few more of Christians, we have to ask ourselves, am I on the ground? Am I at that point to where I need to come back to the Lord, or mm-hmm. I need to come back to the Catholic Church?
She's always there waiting for you, and the
yeah.
church as she, and
yeah.
And our Lord is always waiting for you there too. You
Absolutely.
Know, in every tabernacle, in every Catholic church throughout the world,
Absolutely.
He's waiting.
Absolutely, and it's a very beautiful place. So it's a nice place to go just to sit. I know you have a few chairs in the front lobby there, in the front entrance, which is a good place to sit and meditate and think about. If you're not Catholic, or if you are Catholic, or you're really starting to examine this spiritual life, or am I living a spiritual life, or am I living a life that is based, you know, we call this program the Epiphany Program, because many of us reach these epiphanies all throughout our lives, and we ignore them. We say, wow, that's just something bad that happened, or that's just something good that happened, and it's got nothing to do with God, and it's got nothing to do with me or anything else. Believe me, it has everything to do with you. It has everything to do with your life. It has everything to do with God calling you forward. And, you know, if you're listening to the radio now, as Stephen mentioned, you know, it's not by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not hearing these things by mistake. These conversion stories are not by mistake. It's all very real.
Hey, God has a plan for each and every one of us. I think sometimes our hearts are hardened
yeah,
to
that's right.
whatever has happened in our lives. But I just ask you, if you're out there listening, struggling with something, as most people do, just open your heart a crack
yeah.
and ask the Holy Spirit to come into that crack and see what happens.
That's right.
Go to confession. It's been years. Go to confession.
Yeah.
We have a priest at Newman's Bookshop every Friday from 12 to 1 that hears confessions.
Very nice.
We have that opportunity. Usually it's retired Bishop Murray. He tells me he hears more confessions from 12 to 1 there than he does when he goes out to a church and is a substitute priest there.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome for me to see so many faithful Catholics living their faith.
You bet.
And not just going to confession, but, you know, John Paul II's new evangelization, you know. People coming down there and they've got to buy, sometimes they'll just buy three books right off the bat and say, I'm going to give two of these away.
Sure.
You know, a lady, Michelle, who's a regular customer, faithful customer of ours, she takes the bus downtown to pick up her Magnificat. On her way down there one day, some boys with skateboards were watching her pray the rosary.
Yeah.
So she talked to them about the rosary and Our Lady, and she gave them the rosary. They wanted it. They were interested in it.
That's right.
She was praying that on the bus. So not only did she need her Magnificat, she needed another rosary. And just to see people living the faith is an inspiration to me.
And such a beautiful part of our faith, too, is I think about Our Lady. I think about the Blessed Mother. And as we're speaking today on one of her feast days, as we're talking about this, I think it's so important that we... And these children being attracted to the rosary. And you see kids sometimes who are, you know, people who have got them around their rearview mirrors in their cars. And, of course, it needs to be treated with respect, those prayer beads. And how we can really, if you're not familiar with the rosary and how beautiful it is, or if you're not Catholic, I really suggest to you that you read Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2, the infancy of Jesus, and how this is a whole new life of Jesus, part of Jesus, with Mary, that many Christians miss. It's not taught in their churches, of course, and it's really just starting to come back in the Catholic Church where, you know, not to be ashamed of our mother.
Hey.
Not to be ashamed of her.
If she was good enough to be Jesus' mother, she should be good enough to be our mother, and he gave her to us at the foot of the cross.
At the foot of the cross.
The Blessed Virgin Mary is a big hang-up for a lot of non-Catholics.
And Catholics, too.
Yeah?
And Catholics, too, because it is the... And understandably so. And even for me, my conversion, my additional conversion... not only with my salvation and being saved, as for us Catholics, we are being saved. It's not this event, but it is a process. And within that process, my coming to know what Mary's role in my life, a big part of my conversion, to love her son even more, and really learning... learning it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And the rosary brings so much of that forward. But I think it's so interesting, this lady with the, giving away these rosaries.
Yeah.
And I find that today. I find it in jail ministry that men and women are really, they see this love of Mary, and that attracts them. And then they see Jesus, and they're sold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are conquered. She brings us to her son in all things.
Earlier, I mentioned about the young man that was looking for the perfect Bible.
Right.
And in his mind, he knew what it looked like.
Okay.
He had this idea, and he knew what the perfect Bible was.
Right.
Well, why can't God do the same thing? Before the foundation of the world, right, he knew what his mother was going to be like.
Yeah.
And he could, because he's God, make her perfect.
Yeah.
What is so hard to understand about that when you think about the logic behind that, okay? Right. Then the angel Gabriel comes, as you mentioned in Luke, and says, Hail, full of grace.
Amen.
That is important. Hail, the greeting back in the day, Hail, King of the Jews, Hail, Caesar. What came next was important. Full of grace.
Amen.
No room for sin.
Yeah.
And then the next line, Even she was puzzled by this greeting.
Yeah.
So there was something about the greeting that tells us she was special.
Right. Luke chapter 1. And I think an unfortunate part is I think... Only the Douay Rheims, there's several, the Douay Rheims Bible, I think, is one of the only ones that still has grace in there.
And I think the Revised Standard Version does too.
Right. Yeah. And we preached about that. I preached about that a little bit and saying that, you know, the word grace has been removed some 80 plus times. I think it's in Scripture about 150 times. About 80 times it's been removed out of many of the newer Bibles, including King James Version, which comes as a great surprise to some people who go to Bible churches and Protestant, our Protestant brothers and sisters, and our brothers and sisters who go to Bible churches, because that word grace is so powerful. Mm-hmm. It's so real. And it's several times in Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 2, in these infancy narratives. And I really offer up to those who are listening who aren't Catholic to really read and pray on those to because that's a big part of Catholicism.
Yes, part of the fullness of the faith.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't all begin at Calvary. It began like it began for all of us. It began in the womb.
And she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord."
Yeah,
we all should use that as an example and want our souls to also magnify the Lord.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. We're talking, in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program on Catholic Radio, 91.5 FM, serving all of the greater Kalamazoo area and the Diocese of Kalamazoo. As well as anyone else who can listen to us, who can hear us. We're talking with Steve Gaffney from Newman's bookstore, bookshop in downtown Kalamazoo on Michigan Avenue, also known as the Catholic Information Center. And they're a great resource, and we're talking about all things Catholic. We're letting the Holy Spirit move us from one side of the room to the other, to where
nothing was planned here.
Nothing's totally planned anyway. You know, we make a few notes and we have an idea of what direction we want to go in, but
amen.
We leave room for the Holy Spirit. We leave room for the Lord to guide us in such a beautiful way. So we've talked a little bit about the history. We've talked about the importance of supporting the local businesses and the ministry that's being done down there. So and also people, you know, the times when you go to other parishes with your truck to bring the store to them. Is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like to touch on?
No, just a shout out to my employees. Joyce, Joyce is really, really an asset to Newman's Bookshop. She just got her degree in theology from Franciscan University at Steubenville.
Wonderful.
And she is a solid rock foundation for me, someone to lean on.
Nice.
But also so good with the customers.
Yeah.
And also Karen that works there. She has a huge heart, and a lot of those tears that have been shed at Newman's Bookshop on the counter there, she's been the person that has been the consoling shoulder for them to cry on, and she will take whatever time that it takes for that person. And I really appreciate those two especially.
Absolutely. And you too as well. This is a big part of you and who you are. You're not getting paid millions of dollars to do this job. I know that. And I know it's a big part of your ministry and a big part of you and who you are. And I thank you for that.
Well,
I
as really the do. Saying goes, we're not doing it to get rich in this world, but the retirement plan is
That's
really good.
The retirement plan. That's right. That's right. Can you talk a little? And I think it's really important for us too to know that if we send someone down there, you know, and this can happen. Unfortunately, this can happen in any parish. Someone can go to a parish and they may get the wrong answer. They may unfortunately talk to a priest or a deacon who they might or a secretary or whomever at that parish, and they may not get the answer. They may not get the feeling that that they've gotten the answer that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And they can always go to you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They can always go to you guys. And you guys can...
It happens. They call us up or they come right through the front door.
And to understand that these people are human beings, these people who work at these parishes, no matter what parish it is, and really, you know, no matter what... the different churches out there can attest to this as well, that it can be very difficult, you know, at these parishes.
Well,
it's hard work.
You know, two topics that are, you know, out there in society today that, you know, the Catholic Church doesn't seem to be up with the times on would be abortion and homosexual marriage.
Right.
And even a lot of Catholics have the wrong understanding of the church teaching on this, or they criticize the church for what it teaches. But when you understand why the church teaches what it teaches, you'll see the beauty of the Catholic faith. And when people come into Newman's, and I've dealt with this on a number of occasions, both of those topics, and when we can get that conversation rolling in the right direction with love, as you mentioned earlier, they'll go out of there at least with some seeds planted as to why it's wrong, both of those things.
Right. And I think it's important for us to, no matter where someone's at in their life, to meet them where they're at.
Love the sinner, hate the sin. The church has always taught that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the church is homophobic. No, the church is against all sin.
Right.
Church isn't homophobic.
Yeah.
The church is against all sin. So, you know, don't just point out one thing, you know.
And I think it's important for us in any of these situations where someone, and I know for myself being in recovery, when you're living a certain lifestyle, no matter what that lifestyle is, and it is a destructive lifestyle, it's going to end badly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is so important for us to remember that the church is an emergency room. It's not a place for everybody who's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's an emergency room. Sometimes it can be kind of a messy place, full of sinners. But when you are living the lifestyle and you're immersed in that sin, you cannot see the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth cannot be seen.
In today's world, this relativistic world, there is no truth. It's whatever you believe or I believe, which doesn't make sense if you logically walk yourself through that process.
Yeah. And we're combating this, a culture of death rather than a culture of life. And I was listening to, of course, Catholic Radio 91.5 earlier today, and they were talking about, one of the bishops was talking about how important it was to understand that this has all been tried before. You know, the Soviet Union is a good example of it, of how to try to have a culture that is without God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous thought. And it has been tried before, or will be tried again. But we wait with love and kindness and understanding to try to teach people that, you know, these ways of living, whatever those ways may be, if they are destructive and they're destructive to your health, it's going to end very badly.
Yeah, I think the Old Testament sometimes can be confusing to people, but if you really just want to wrap it up in a nice little package and put a little bow on it, when God's chosen people obeyed God's laws and commandments, he blessed them.
Right.
When they disobeyed and went off into paganism or whatever sinful things they were doing, bad things happened.
Right.
Which ultimately became a good thing, a blessing, as Scott Hahn likes to say. The curse became the blessing because it forced them to get on their knees and repent.
Yes.
And then when they repented, they came back to God's ways.
Yeah.
There it was again. So you could probably graph it out. Good times, bad times, good times, bad times. Whenever, you know, that's just the Old Testament to me in a nutshell.
Right.
You know, there's many stories in there.
And really, that's very good because really what it does reflect on is it really reflects on love, on what is real love, and letting people do whatever they want to do letting people just run wild in chaos is not love.
Yeah, well, Jesus is God.
You bet.
God became a human being.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us the church. You're Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. It's his church. He promised to send the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us always. So when the church speaks on matters of faith and morals, she speaks with the voice of Christ.
Yes.
The reason he gave us the church was to teach, to govern, and to sanctify us. So the church has a duty when our souls are in jeopardy to tell us, hey, that's bad for your soul.
Right.
You still have free will.
Right.
You want to continue on with that? That's up to you. You have that choice.
Right.
But she also has a duty to say, hey, that's wrong and bad for you.
Yes. And I think it's important for us always to, and we do, the Catholic Church always does leave that door open. They leave that door open for people to come back.
Always.
And you're one of those doors at the Newman bookstore downtown. And I think it's so important that once people really seek out the truth, that's the one thing that I think we all long for. It's not just happiness, but it's real happiness,
mm-hmm.
real truth. And I think as time goes on in our lives, as we get older, and I'm 55 years old now, so I have a little bit, I have more road behind me than in front of me, as they say. And you can reflect on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're, I'm sure there's a few 20-year-olds that are listening or 15-year-olds. Of course, you have these, I listen to these young people sometimes. And I think we, sometimes as a culture, I think we'd be so much better off if we would all go back to the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
12 years old, like Jesus in the temple, teaching in the temple, and ask people what their opinions are. Without all of this moss that we have collected, rolling through life, thinking what we should believe, grabbing onto theology and thoughts and beliefs that we think are correct. And then holding on to those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then living our lives along with those things. Only to find out years, decades down the road, they were wrong about this or that. So I think it's a real important thing to go to a place like the Newman Bookshop and pick up a few books on truth. You know, people like C.S. Lewis or Newman himself.
Yeah, there's an enormous amount of options when you come through the door. There's something for everybody.
Yeah.
And to that point, one of my favorite scripture verses is Hebrews 12:14. Strive for that holiness so you can see the face of God.
Right.
It doesn't mean we're always going to be successful, but God wants to see us striving to become holy.
You bet.
And you know, that means doing a little bit more than just going to Sunday Mass.
Right.
Do some spiritual reading. Go on a retreat. Go to a men's conference.
Listen to Catholic radio.
Pray a rosary every day, you know.
Listen to Catholic radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's,
that's right.
We live in a great day and age. A lot of the hard work is done for us as far as the book being written, the CD being spoken, the movie being made.
Yeah.
But we still have to put the time and effort to watch it, read it, listen to it.
Yeah.
You know.
And so often in our lives, too. And I think you make a great point with not just going to Mass once a week and that's it, and then calling it good. A lot of people, including those who are listening, who maybe only go to Mass once or twice a year. They only go on Christmas or Easter. And you really think about if you only ate food, you know, if you only had a good dinner twice a year, how much? I mean, it's spiritual starvation. And basically, we do this to ourselves.
Yeah, I know it might seem like a silly analogy, but I like driving down a country road in the fall.
Okay.
And I see literally just thousands of leaves falling off the tree.
You bet.
And it struck me one day that our life is like that leaf. We're, you know, the little bud that comes out in the spring.
Right.
And then it grows in the spring and the summer, and
right.
then it gets older, and it turns a different color, and it wrinkles up, and it falls off the tree.
Yep.
For all of eternity, that leaf will never become part of that tree again.
Right.
We only have one shot at this life.
Yeah.
Time is short, and how we spend our time is so important.
Right.
You know, God's going to look at us at the end of our life and say, how did you spend it? Did you love others?
Right.
Did you try and grow closer to me? Yeah. And so I just think from that analogy, we should just live our lives knowing that someday they're going to be shoveling dirt on top of us. You and bet. Then what? That's all of eternity.
Yeah. And there's nothing you can do about it. Once they start shoveling the dirt on you, from what I understand, that's pretty much it.
I think so.
I think that's, yeah. And I don't even think you get to experience that. I think it's, from what I understand, they close the lid and that's it. So it's things that we need to do today. And I would encourage anyone who has thought about the church, thought about the Catholic faith, to maybe you're having an epiphany, maybe you're having this this moment that wow, you know, who are these people? Well, I'll tell you, Steve and I were just regular people.
Amen.
I'm sure I can speak for myself. I have not always walked with the Lord side by side. I have not.
We all have a conversion story to tell.
That's exactly right. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think, and actually it makes it even more powerful because we're not preachers. We're called to witness. And part of that witness is our conversion story, whether it be early in our life or later in our lives. And we're all called to more than just our physical being or who we think we are. We're called to be saints. We're called to look at these epiphanies that happen in our lives and to really know that God is calling us. God's calling us forward. So I encourage you to go to the Newman Bookstore in downtown Kalamazoo, the Catholic Information Center. Wonderful people down there to talk to.
It's such a beautiful store, too. I think one of my moments of pride is that when one of our regular customers has relatives that come in from a neighboring state or a city or something, and they bring them to Newman's Bookshop.
Yeah,
it's like,
nice.
All right, we're going to go visit some museums and also Newman's Bookshop.
Really?
You know? Well,
nice.
One guy even gave me the quote to use, and that is the best bookstore in the state of Michigan.
Is that right?
That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah, and he gets around.
And so in order for us to duplicate that, for all of you who are listening out there, and in all of these pursuits, whether it be your diocese, your Catholic diocese, whether it be your local Catholic church, whether it be your Catholic radio station, whether it be EWTN, Mother Angelica, and all the wonderful things she has done, and including the Newman Bookstore, these things take money. They all take money to run these things. And for us to stand back and not do anything, you know, I understand you don't want to go knock on doors or something like that, but any one of us can give $10, $10 a month or $10 a year, or for those who want to be great benefactors to any of the evangelization that is going on in the world right now. Right now, there's a transformation taking place, and to be part of that, to be part of this great new evangelization in the Catholic Church, we ask you to be generous. Be generous to your diocese. Be faithful to your bishops, your priests, your deacons, your religious, and in a very special way, all of the outreach that the Catholic Church is doing at this time and has done for the last 2,000 years. And so please go see Steve at the Newman Bookstore, the Catholic Information Center in downtown Kalamazoo, and encourage them. Encourage them not only with your prayers and support, but also monetarily, too, with any donations and also with orders, you know, to place those orders with him and to talk to him and do those things. Steve, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Is there anything else you would like to touch base on? Or?
Well, I think we covered a lot of ground.
Yes.
You know, I just want to stress it. Yeah, we're more than a book and gift store.
Amen.
We're helping people's souls.
Amen.
And so through their prayers and donations.
Very good.
They're in one way, shape, or another helping us help them.
Absolutely. So thank you for being here, Steve, and the Newman Bookshop in downtown Kalamazoo. And please support him and help us all and keep us in prayer. And we hope to see you again soon on the Epiphany program. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless.
You have been listening to Epiphany with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich, on Holy Family Radio. If you have suggestions or comments, you can email us at epiphany@holyfamilyradio.net. Also, if you would like to listen to this program again or share it with a friend, audio copies are available online at holyfamilyradio.net. Thank you for listening.